This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Parents with students in the Columbia Public School District may have easier access to their children's school records in the upcoming school year. The district is in the process of deciding between two products that can inform parents about things such as their child's grades, attendance, missing assignments, and emergencies. They can also make use of mobile apps for alerts. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the upgrade in technology will help connect with parents more than ever.
Communication, you know, is the whole reason why we're doing this, and it's so important that we are able to quickly and easily be able to communicate directly with our parents, whether it be an emergency message, whether it be a message about that's general outreach, all of those things that come from the school.
The district is deciding whether to upgrade its old notification system with a company named School Messenger, or switch to a product made by ParentLink. The Board of Education will vote on which system they will use early next month. Jefferson City officials are considering turning two existing buildings into a firefighter museum. City Administrator Nathan Nicholas presented a plan to the city's Public Works and Planning Committee yesterday, which approved it. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the plan is to use an animal shelter and an old fire station for the museum. The animal shelter is to be vacated next month. Nicholas says the old fire station, which opened in 1935, would be converted to look like it did in the 1930s. The full city council must approve the project. Last night, Columbia police told residents about the recent increase in heroin use in mid-Missouri, but police say many heroin addicts began by abusing prescription pain pills. Missouri is one of two states without a registry to track these prescriptions. Boone Hospital physician Randy Mueller says prescription drug abuse has long been a problem.
Any individual can go to a medical provider and establish a doctor-patient relationship, tell their story, probably in most cases be presumed to be honest, and obtain prescriptions.
Currently, doctors who suspect a patient might be misrepresenting their symptoms in order to get drugs can go through a verification process. But Mueller says a statewide registry would make that process easier. The Missouri House passed a bill to establish such a system this year, but the effort failed in the Senate. Columbia's Maple Barn Theater put on its first live show last night at its newly rebuilt barn, which had been destroyed by a fire in April 2010. The president of the board of directors, Michael Scott, says performances continued for the past 2 years, even without the barn.
In 2010, it was described as the phoenix arising from the ashes. But I never felt that made sense to me. The barn came back, but the theater never left. So Maplewood Barn Community Theater never stopped. The only thing that changed is we rebuilt the barn, and now we have our home back.
Scott says donations from individuals, local banks, and the theater group itself helped fund reconstruction of the old barn. The new barn preserves its historic look and will host 4 shows in the 2012 summer season. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.